T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A special remembrance for Kobe Bryant and his daughter as players at his former high school in Lower Merion take the court for the first time since his death. As KYW's Justin Udo reports, Bryant was a champion of women's basketball.
Before the Lower Merion and Upper Darby girls basketball teams took to the floor on Kobe Bryant Gymnasium Tuesday night, both squads paused for a 33-second moment of silence to honor Bryant, who wore that number when he played for Lower Merion.
He was like our basketball god. Everybody mirrored their game off of him. Everybody mimicked their mannerisms off of him, their mentality.
Alicia Womack stopped at Bryant's makeshift memorial in front of the gym before the game. The former Cardinal O'Hara Hooper, who went on to play at Monmouth University and then overseas for a number of years, says Bryant's work with women's sports, especially with his daughter, was an inspiration.
I feel like he was just getting started, really, with helping women's basketball be more popular.
Womack says Bryant's work to help push the women's game to a new level will not soon be forgotten.
Even though we feel that it was too soon, all the girls coming up who were supposed to see it saw it, and they'll be changed forever because of that.
The Lower Merion girls also wore a black band on their jerseys in remembrance of Bryant. Justin Udo, KYW News Radio.